Hi, you guys. So, excuse me, I have to preface this episode because I just experienced so many ups and downs. First, I recorded the whole episode, an hour's worth of recording, went to go to save it, and I thought that it deleted because my app, I was moving too fast and the app ended up going on the fritz. And when I went back to the app after closing it, the whole segment was gone. Just before I went to save that episode, I decided to pull a card from my deck, my tarot deck, and Justice came out. And at first, I thought that this was sort of like a, I guess, a kudos to me for putting in the work and doing my first episode. And I took it as that, just self-assurance. But then that whole crash happened. And just like that fast, I almost felt discouraged. I was just in shock and disbelief. And I thought back to the collective oracle reading about patience and receptivity. Oh, you guys will hear that later. But I decided to be open. And I decided I was going to record again. I had to record again. So I had the full intention of recording the episode all the way over because I heard the first draft, and I was talking very low. Again, you'll hear this. But I was timid and everything. I didn't even listen to the whole thing, but I knew that I wanted to do something better. I knew that I wanted to improve it. But when I came back to my desk, because the baby woke up and I had to put her back to sleep, when I came back to my desk, I go over to my little library, and all of my segments are there. And so I'm happy. I know that this Justice card truly was, I guess, a test in a way, to see whether or not I was gonna make the right choice, if I was going to be as committed as I say I'm gonna be, and with that intention of, remaining committed and doing the thing, I was rewarded with the fact that I don't have to do it all over again. And so, yeah, this is great. You guys are going to hear my very first episode of Tarot Talk Therapy. Excuse the quality of it. Just know that it's coming from the heart. Know that it'll be better next week, so stay tuned. Be excited for it. Thank you for listening to this little prelude. And again, make sure that you stick through to the end, that way you can hear the intuitive message for my harmonies. And yeah, thank you. Enjoy. Peace. Power is putting yourself in a position to maximize your gifts and your purpose and execute your goals and plans. Power is something developed from within. It's not about trying to control anyone but yourself. Lala Anthony. This is Tarot Talk Therapy with Mama Tano. Let's get started. Hello, all. This is Ishani of Mama Tano Tarot. this is my podcast, Tarot Talk Therapy with Mama Tana. I'm lighting an incense. And granted, it is a dollar store incense. but it just smelled clearly like flatulence. It didn't smell good. To be honest, I think that might be more so of my brain trying to psych myself out. I am pretty nervous, I'd say. I know why I'm nervous. This is, of course, the first episode here. First season, first everything. And I was woken up out of my sleep. Woke up at 3:27 this morning and had a very vivid dream. In that dream, my brother Yusuf, he was just encouraging me and talking with me about my vision and my dream and my goals and what it is that I see for myself. And I remember him just kind of being in my face, but not like in a bad way, just being in my face more so like just excited, almost like how when you tell a friend like, oh, I have to tell you something, but I'll talk to you later, and how they're just kind of like hovering around you to be like, okay, so when are we gonna have that time to dive deep and you tell me what's going on. And so I remember we were sitting in the car going somewhere, and he asked me, so your visions, you were seeing yourself doing these things, like you were having visions of yourself? And I told him, yeah, I mean, I saw other people doing things, but mainly it was me seeing myself. Me seeing myself doing the things that that I dream about, that I know that I'm on this earth to do, doing the things that I at one point dreamt or felt and believed were beyond my reach, and I was seeing that I was able to, you know, execute them. And he just had this this sense of just calmness. I remember just feeling just feeling understood, I'd say. And he had this air of not feeling surprised, I would say. And then I just woke up and usually I would just stay in bed because I usually wouldn't find the energy to really take time for myself, because it is something that I need, but I would, use the excuse of, well, Like, if I were to get up right now, then that takes away from my sleep, and then I'll be more cranky and when morning comes, or when it's time for me to really get, when it's time for me to really wake up, I'll be tired. And so I would stay in bed, but this time I just didn't feel that tired. I felt very wide awake. And I'll be honest, usually when I, I mean, clearly I am still tired, but usually when I get that feeling of waking up in the middle of the morning, I do have this feeling of being energized in a sense. And so, sorry, excuse me, shuffling up my cards here. Again, this is first. This is first ever. But as I was saying, this is the time when I decided, you know, I'm going to be committed. I am committed to my goal, my dreams, what it is that I know I was called to do. And so let me talk a little bit more about what tarot talk therapy is and what I envision for it, what my mission is with it. So again, excuse the sound of the shuffling. I am someone who has been dealing with mental health for a very long time. A majority of my life, over half of my life. I am 22, going on 23 on the 23rd of December. Woot woot. Which apparently is also when I believe Venus goes direct again. So, but don't quote me on that. I'm still learning astrology. but that popped out, but I'll still pull one. But yeah, so I've been someone who's been dealing with mental health issues for a very long time, and I've always known that talk therapy would be the most beneficial form of treatment for me. When I've had the opportunities to receive talk therapy, things sort of fell through, didn't remain consistent for a number of different reasons. And so now I've recently taken up the practice of using tarot and oracle cards as a form of divination, and I feel highly connected to this particular form. I feel like I can understand the language fluently now, after, you know, much practice. And I just thought to myself, you know, why don't I see if I can use my tarot for therapy. I do talk to my deck. I mean, I'm asking it questions, and it answers me. Sorry, I also have to drink my water. But yeah, so I talk to my deck, it responds to me, it interacts with me, and it's It's my most trusted source of guidance right now. And so I decided, you know, why don't I do tarot therapy? And I did it just in a written form first in my journal, in my notebook. And then the idea came, well, why don't you make it a podcast? Why don't you do talk therapy? I have always liked public speaking. I do enjoy my voice. I enjoy the feeling of using my voice, and yet I find that I've developed this fear of speaking. I was on my high school debate team. I used to love debate. But after graduating from high school, I find now, looking back, that there was a bit of fear when it came to public speaking, and I know exactly why that's the case now. But I've noticed how being resistant or hesitant to speak and using my voice, I've noticed how it's affected, I would say, my magic, how it's affected my even how it's affected my thinking and just a lot of different aspects of myself, holding in my emotions and my thoughts is certainly not the best way for me to be handling them. And I've been trying to write things down more often. But at the same time, though, there's a greater sense of relief when it comes to actually speaking, using that throat chakra to express. And so here I am, making that step, making that commitment. First episode, I'm just happy that I'm recording, you know, because that's how it all starts. You know, you have the vision. In order for you to see that vision come true, you got to put in some type of work for it. And at first, I wanted to use a quote that I saw earlier by Michelle Obama that I know I saved. I know that I did. Or at least I believe that I did. And when I went to go look for it, couldn't find it. And the first quote, post that I saw for my saved Instagram posts was that quote from Lala Anthony earlier about power. And so I am doing what I have to exercise my power. Being the Capricorn that I am as well, being the Capricorn that I am as well, I have this great desire to just be in control, to have a sense of, I would say, mastery in a sense, expertise. Having a sense of just wisdom in general. And I'll have some more things. Sorry, I'm still shuffling these major arcana cards, and someone wanted to come out, but I stopped them. Anyway, oh boy, now I'm getting off track. What was I saying? Goodness gracious. This is so many things, so many factors coming into play all at once. I recently had a diagnosis of ADHD that really explained a lot for me. And so what just happened was, with me having that digression, I've now forgotten what it was I was originally saying. What that means to me, though, is that I need to stop stalling and get on with the show. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull one card from my major arcana, and then I will be pulling one card from each suit as a status report of what it is that's currently going on, and then from there start talking through and processing what things that have I guess contributed to whatever the cards lay out. My idea is that the cards, or my intention is for the cards to reveal to me or confirm for me the things that I have in my mind, putting them out into the universe. That way I know what to speak on. My goal for this podcast is to facilitate healing, is to encourage people to do their work to heal, and to encourage people to talk and share their stories, share their fears, share their insecurities. That way they're able to shine a light on them and, you know, prove how much to prove how not scary it is to be vulnerable, to prove how not scary it is to be open with people and to be intimate with people. Because ultimately we're all going through a lot of the same things. We all have we all have similar journeys, but we'd never know if we didn't take the time to, you know, talk about our journeys. I saw an article recently in one of those beauty magazines. And the title of the article was "What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Super Normal," and it's an article, well, really an interview with psychologist Meg J, Dr. Meg J, and she did research on trauma and its effect on us, and she found that over 75% of us, I guess just in the country, over 75% of us have experienced some form of trauma in our childhoods. And of course, when we talk about the word trauma, a lot of times people automatically think of just super not to downplay it at all, but just very extreme cases of trauma. So just those unimaginable, terrible things. But trauma is something that is a subjective experience, and so everyone experiences trauma differently. And it's interesting to see and hear that, you know, 75% of us, that's almost a whole dollar. I always think of percents in terms of the change in my pocket, but 75% is a lot of people. It's a majority of people, and different things can cause trauma, and these traumas shape us. They affect us, and they in some ways determine how we operate, how we live our lives post the trauma. And so I feel like it's important for us to know that we are not alone with the things that we've experienced, and we ought to feel comfortable and safe enough to be able to discuss those things. Because without discussing them and without recognizing and processing through them, we're gonna stay, you know, at the current level that we're at, because we haven't faced, you know, we haven't faced what it is that's holding us back. And so, with that card trying to jump out, I am going to officially start. So, with the major arcana, what major theme, well, really themes, because some cards did jump out, what major theme is taking place right now in my life? What's going on? Okay. So, what I pulled was the Star in reverse. And what jumped out earlier are the Sun and the Empress, both in reverse. And what this means to me, first with the card that I pulled, I'd say what this means to me is that I've been having issues with asking for help, asking for guidance. And earlier when I gave myself the reading, the Star also came up, and I noticed something that I didn't notice before on the card. And the gentleman is pouring into a lake. And this lake is also being fed by a river. And while the gentleman is pouring this water into the lake, he's gazing up at the Star. And this to me represents a sacrifice of some sort, an offering, really, an offering to my guides, an offering to the universe for that guidance, asking for guidance, and then expressing the gratitude for that guidance. And then with the Sun and the Empress, this represents to me that, you know, something's been being revealed, and it's felt like it's been too good to be true. And I am creating and developing something that also, again, feels almost too good to be true. And there's this sense of doubt. And this is all extremely accurate for what it is that I'm feeling. And so I'm going to leave my major arcana cards out. That way I can see them. Let's see. Where can I prop these up? I'm gonna do it this way. So, the Star, the Empress, the Sun, all in reverse. I do read my reversals. I read all of my reversals. that doesn't count. Or, I guess maybe it does. you'll probably hear me say that a lot as well. So, now I'm going to select from each suit and get a status report of that aspect in my life. And so, with those different suits, we have, of course, the pentacles or coins. For me, that represents resources, opportunities, money, external things. The staffs or wands, that represents my will, my sense of power, my ability to take responsibility and take control of my actions. We have the suit of swords, which for me represents readiness to conquer obstacles, to fight a battle. And then lastly, the suit of cups. And for me, the suit of cups represents those relationships, the emotional aspect of self, internal satisfaction, I would say. So, what jumped out for the coin suit was the Ace of Coins, but I am still going to pull as well. Let's see. Oh, of course. The Five of Coins in reverse. And so, when it comes to my finances and my opportunities lately, I will say, I've been focusing more on the things that I no longer have, or the things that I wish I had that I don't have, instead of being grateful for the things that are working for me and the things that I have already obtained. And with what jumped out was the Ace of Coins, and this is, I would say, a reminder from my deck to recognize my responsibility to recognize my responsibility when it comes to taking control and taking taking control over my external situation. So with my finances, with the things that I want to do, with the experiences that I want to experience, I have that ultimate, you know, power to make it happen, to take it, or I don't even want to say take it, but to receive it. So next, I don't even know what suit this is going to be. Okay, we got this suit of cups, and I pulled the Nine of Cups. And for me, this represents looking at the image, this gentleman is feeling content. He's feeling proud with the cups that he has on display. I am sleepy. But at the same time, there's this sort of question of, well, okay, you have that, so what now? 9 for me is always sort of a number that represents that threshold, that in between, signifying the end of something and the beginning of something simultaneously. And so for me in particular, I would say that when it comes to my relationships, when it comes to filling my cup, I know that there are aspects where I do feel full. There are places where I feel satisfied. However, at the same time, though, there is room for improvement. And it's time for me to take those steps to have that improvement be seen, you know? So, in order for me to do that, I have to first, I guess, figure out what it is that would improve my circumstances, and then execute those things in order to see those improvements. Okay. Not always, but oftentimes I just pulled from the sword suit and I received the 3 of swords, the 3 of swords in reverse. And to my fellow readers, a lot of times the 3 of swords, the image can be, unless you're reading a pip deck, the image can be very, very dramatic and heart-wrenching. The deck I'm using here is the Miss Cleo Power deck, and if you're familiar with it, then you know that this is a man who's on his knees with three swords just in his heart, and he's falling while reaching up like, why have you forsaken me? But I always like to see the 3 of swords honestly come up, because for me it represents it's a release card. It's a heartbreak but release card at the same time. With him coming up in reverse, this is saying to me that the swords are falling out of my heart. So the things that were heart-wrenching and heartbreaking, they're escaping from my body now, and so I can, you know, start to feel better. It's the beginning of feeling better, and a lot of times, you know, the worst pain is when you've been impaled. The worst pain is the pain you feel when the sword or whatever object is coming out. But that's the first step, oftentimes, to healing. Yep. I just thought of that episode in Grey's Anatomy where I don't know what it was. It was some tragedy. And these two people ended up getting impaled to one another. They had a pole through them and it hurt, but they were doing well while it was through them because, you know, the pole was holding in their organs and all types of stuff. But in order for them to really be able to survive, that pole did still have to come out. And that was going to be the painful part. All right, last suit. So, the wand suit, the staff's suit. Oh, Miss Cleo, please don't. Please do not read me for filth with these staffs, because I know that I've been slacking when it comes to my willpower. So, what's my status report? Let's see. Ooh, the five of staffs. I feel you. I hear you. I feel you. I hear you. So, with the five of staffs, for me, this represents, the number five represents freedom. Number five is also my life path number. The number five is also where Tano and Mama Tano comes from. It's the number five in Swahili. And the five of staffs represents for me the freedom to do what it is that I want to do. However, with that freedom just comes a lot of possibilities, a lot of different roads that I can go down, a lot of different paths I could take. And that sense of, I guess, just open possibility is very overwhelming for me. And so it has been hard for me to kind of figure out where I want to start. And even with the image on the card, it's three different people trying to pick up their staffs, and they're all kind of like getting in each other's way, just because they're all doing their own thing, without much regard for the other. And so I recognize that I've been wanting to go in a lot of different directions. I recognize that I've been holding myself hostage in the limitless possibilities for my future. And it's time for me to pick my staffs up and, you know, just make that executive decision. So, that is the status report for today. What I'm gonna do is come back with a complete shuffle deck, and we'll start having a little bit more of a conversation, I'd say. So, hold tight. Okie dokie artichokies. So, deck is all shuffled. I haven't cut it yet. And what I'm gonna do is, I'll pull three cards. And from those three cards, I will construct the question that the deck has for me to answer. And so, I am cutting. The deck has been cut. And so, question. Other readers out there, do you guys switch up how you pull your cards depending on how you're feeling? I find that I have really two different ways usually that I pull my cards. All right, Hold on 1 second. And that's one. And that's two. And that's three. All right. And I do also like to look at the bottoms of my decks as well. So, on the bottom of my deck, I have the Eight of Staffs. What I pulled were, all in reverse, the Five of Staffs, the World, and the Nine of Staffs. And so, for me, what the deck is asking is, you have support, you know what it is that you want to do, so what's truly stopping you from you know, getting what it is that you want? What's truly stopping you from taking on the challenge and reaping your reward? What's keeping me from getting it? And my answer is me. I know that I am the only thing that is in my own way. The imagery from my brother that I got from him recently the other day. Excuse me, we had a conversation. A very confirmation for me. And excuse me again. I'm a son of Shango. I'm gonna burp a lot. But anyway, he said that he can feel this sort of push behind me, like I am in the middle of a doorway and there's this huge, like, gust of wind just building up behind me, and it's like I'm holding on to the it's like I'm holding on to the door frame and being like a parachute, almost just filling up with the air in my back but not propelling forward. And the only thing that's keeping me from, you know, flying out is my grip on the door frame. And so I know that it's me. I know it's me. It's just that, you know, I'm scared, y'all. I'm scared. I'm gonna be real. I'm scared. And the reason why I'm scared is because I've dealt with bullying for a long time in my childhood, and those feelings of being ridiculed and humiliated and just made fun of for being myself, you know, it left me shook. It took a toll. It took a toll on me. And it made me feel like, it made me feel that I would be essentially punished for being myself and being true to myself. 'Cause I'm weird. I'm weird. I'm different. I am eclectic. And sometimes it's like eclectic gets accepted and it gets about to cry. It's like when I see other people being different, I get to see other people doing things that they like to do, and seeing that they are well accepted and that they're popular for being themselves. I've internalized this fear and I've internalized this belief that other people can be themselves, but when I try to be myself, no one's gonna like that. No one's gonna embrace me in that same type of way because I'm not cool, because I'm not pretty, because I'm not, because I'm not the standard, I would say. And so, oh boy, this is what we're doing. First episode, we're crying, really. I mean, I guess it's appropriate. It certainly feels good. I've been holding in tears for a very long time. But it's this fear that if I put myself out there, that no one's gonna like me, that people are gonna find a reason to make fun of me, to crap on me. I really want to say to, you know what I want to say. I haven't decided yet on whether or not I'm going to curse on my podcast. I would like to. I would like to, just because it's a lot easier for me to just kind of speak. But I know that family's gonna be listening, and you know, that's oftentimes the biggest source of bullying, the biggest source of negativity, because your family has a certain expectation for you, and when you don't meet that expectation, the automatic response is to try to correct it in a way. And so I don't want, you know, anybody to feel disrespected when they listen to my podcast, because again, I mean, my ultimate intention is for people to feel safe, for people to feel safe and feel comfortable with expressing themselves and being authentically themselves. And now, I know this is just self-sabotaging, but again, it's good to get it out. Now I have this thought that, you know, if I were to receive all of this attention and support and everything, it's gonna be out of pity, because I'm crying and because, you know, I was bullied as a kid. But I release that feeling of needing to pity myself. I release that feeling of thinking that I'm going to not get things that I deserve. I receive and accept the things that I deserve. I receive and accept the things that I am attracting right now. And what I am attracting is love. What I'm attracting is support. What I am attracting is peace. That's what I'm attracting. I'm attracting peace. Oh boy. Alrighty. That was a deep question. I shuffled again. I'm gonna cut, and I'm just gonna pull one card because we're already getting to an hour that fast. Seven of Cups. So my deck, it just told me that everything that I see, it is within reach, but I gotta get to it, you know? I gotta do the work to get it. I have to, and again, with the power deck, if you guys are familiar with the imagery, he's in a puddle, almost like a, it's like quicksand, but instead of it being quicksand, it's water. But it's a small little pool of water that he's in, and it's keeping him from being able to reach those cups that are up in the air. In order for me to be able to get them, you know, I gotta keep kicking. Gotta kick myself and propel myself through the water, through my emotions, through my fears. I have to do the work. So, I am going to pull, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that for me, not para mí, but para you, for you. Please excuse, again, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I make fake accents, again, not like choosing a particular culture. A lot of times I just do what feels good on my tongue, what feels good in my throat, to be very honest. And that's what I'm doing. But that thought that I was having was that I am going to now pull some oracle cards for the collective, for everybody else, because what would I be if I didn't, if I didn't allow you guys to get your tears on. So, I will be back with some shuffled oracle decks. I'll be pulling from the goddess guidance cards, and I'll also be pulling from my soul's journey lesson cards. And so, like I said, I'll be back with shuffled decks and a collective message, so just hold tight. All right, we're back. We're black. All right, so I have two shuffled goddess guidance and soul journey lessons decks here, and what I asked is, what do my harmonies need to hear right now? And so, first I'll explain that I don't really resonate with the word tribe. I more so resonate with the concept of the harmony. And so, that's what I would like to call my group, my collective, my soul family. You guys are my harmonies, and when we get together, we sound amazing. You know, we make people cry. Alrighty, but I'm going to cut the decks, and one more time, I'm going to ask the decks. What do my harmonies need to hear? Receptivity from the goddess Hathor. And she says, allow yourself to receive. This will increase your intuition, energy, and ability to give to others. Ooh, I feel that, girl. And now What do my harmonies need to hear? Patience. I accept that everything happens in divine order. And so, you guys, the collective message for my harmonies is to be open, to receive, and to be patient with what it is that you are receiving. Take your time to meditate. Take your time to be grateful. Take your time to appreciate the things that you currently have. That way, you are opening yourself up to the things that you want to have. And trust that when you take that time to express gratitude, when you take that time to express that patience, that you will reap the reward. You will be rewarded for the work that you did, for your openness. Your cup will get filled, okay? And just because I have a little bit more time, on the bottom of those decks, we have prosperity and we have the reverse of freedom. And so what I'm getting from this is that when we're receptive, us being receptive to things, being open to things, it's the door to our prosperity. In order for us to receive our prosperity and become prosperous, it says the universe is pouring its abundance onto you. Be open to receiving. Ha ha! Receptivity. Be open to it. You can't have your cup filled if you're putting your hand over your cup. And with freedom in reverse, the affirmation here is, I possess the power and the free will to create my own happiness. You absolutely do. And in order for you to embrace your freedom and to exercise your freedom, one of the steps that you need to take is to be patient with yourself, ultimately, because this is hard work a lot of times, or it feels like hard work. And so we need to be patient with ourselves to know that we are doing something that the society would tell us is hard work, and we need to stay steadfast in our goals, stay steadfast in what it is that we what it is that we dream for ourselves, and know that if we're open to it, it'll come to us, okay? And so with that, we've concluded the first episode. This is crazy. I appreciate you all for listening. If you've come this far, yay! You're one of my harmonies. at least if you liked it, I guess. But I hope that you guys take this message. I hope that you use it and grow with it. I will be back again next week with another episode. I am extremely excited now that I've taken that step and I've started. I have to finish. I've got to. But I'm going to be patient with myself at the same time. But again, I thank you. I thank the Most Highs. I thank my family. I thank my brother Yusef for coming in my dream to kick me in my butt to say, you start, girl. You start it right now. Thank you. I listened. I heard you. Message received. And this concludes the very first episode of Tarot Talk Therapy with Mama Tano. I'm Ishani. I hope to see you back here or feel you back here next week. And yeah, that's it, you guys. This is great. Alrighty, so peace and love to you all. See you next week. Thank you for listening to Tarot Talk Therapy with Mama Tano. Be sure to tune in again next week for more therapy and collective oracle readings. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know by liking, subscribing, sharing, in any order or combination, whatever you'd like. And I appreciate your support so, so very much. Peace.